This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israel on Thursday defended its policies on allowing aid trucks into Gaza and called on the United Nations to send more convoys of assistance to the war-ravaged territory. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Elad Goren, head of the Israeli military body in charge of Palestinian civilian affairs, said Thursday that there is no limit to the amount of aid that can enter into Gaza.
We work closely with the international community to ensure that humanitarian aid reaches the people of Gaza, and we have placed no limit on the amount of aid that can enter into Gaza.
Trucks carrying aid to the war-battered Gaza Strip moved Thursday at the Kerem Shalom crossing between Egypt, Israel, and Gaza after the much-needed humanitarian aid was inspected before entering the Strip. Israel is under growing international pressure to ease restrictions on aid entering Gaza, particularly the northern half of the territory. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Secretary Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday alliance members are not providing Ukraine with enough ammunition, which allowed Russia to push back against Ukrainian forces. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels Thursday, Stoltenberg said NATO allies' reluctance to send Ukraine ammunition and other military aid has consequences on the battlefield every day. He said it is the reason Russia has been able to make some advances over the last weeks and months.
The Ukrainians are not running out of courage. They are running out of ammunition. Together, we have the capacity to provide Ukraine what it needs. Now we need to show the political will to do so.
Although the U.S. Defense Department announced a new $300 million military aid package for Ukraine earlier this week, billions remain deadlocked in the U.S. Congress. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com.